Okay, I call this meeting to order on Thursday, January 8, 2026 at 1:36 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union in room 332, conference room. Okay, moving on to line item 2, the compliance with Nevada open meeting law. So was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m.? Yes, it is. So let's, I was going to show everybody here. So yes, it is, and then is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. And then the Zoom link is working and available to the public. And then we'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niuwu peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for the indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Okay. Now we'll now move on to line item 4, roll call. Director Navarte, present. Commissioner Campbell,
present.
Commissioner Ottaviano,
present.
Commissioner Momolaneni,
present.
Perfect. All right, we'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Do I raise a hand?
Yes.
All right, so my name is Matthew Winterhawk, for the record, W-I-N-T-E-R-H-E-W-K, as it says up there. This is my first time finding out that we have an Office of Diversity with mandatory fees in the universities. I love the way you open that. Let me just say that. Number 1, 3 is my favorite line in this entire agenda. So I'm going to have to continue to research and see exactly how this is being done. I do see even self-descript issues that may have existed with compliance with Nevada's open meeting law and some different issues and missing audio admittance and stuff. So it's more of a research because it's my first time seeing this. And so I'm going to look further into it, but I do appreciate that each and every one of you are taking the time to engage, to do anything for your fellow Nevadans, and that's amazing to me. So I'll reserve my full comment for when I have further understanding of exactly what it is the department does and how it exists.
Perfect. Director Navarte, for the record, it's really nice meeting you, Matthew, and thank you for joining us today. Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 6. That would be an adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from December 19 of 2025 by unanimous consent. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous consent. Second by Commissioner Campo. Is there any dissent to this motion? No, seeing none, the motion carries. Okay. We'll now move on to line item 8, reports. I will go first, Director Navarte, for the record. So thank you guys, everyone. I know that it is the winter break. However, the spring semester is starting, so I'm really excited for our upcoming events. So I did meet up with mostly all of you guys, and as well as some of the few interns that will be organizing some of our events as well. And I did talk to Jaden about the ink blot and flyers for this upcoming event, which is the Valentine's Day, the Black Culture event, as well as the Share the Crown. So hopefully that'll get done soon, the flyers, because we do need to post it on social medias and distribute it in campus. And then I did talk to Bea in regards to her Share the Crown, and just kind of like a check-in with her intern, so everything is settled. And then for the Black Culture event, I have not talked to my interns yet. Our meeting will be tomorrow, but we will go ahead and book the Joe Crowley ballrooms for the Fusion. I believe it's the Fusion, right? The Black Culture event, it's for, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it, which intern... Is it your intern, Jaden? Perfect. Okay, perfect. So the Black Culture event, and I just need some of those Amazon requests as well. If you guys are purchasing your items in Amazon, please do it in advance, maybe a month ahead. That would be great. And then I did talk to one of the interns about the Valentine's Day as well. So we are planning on doing a tabling in the KC Rotunda. We're planning on handing out candies, making flowers for the students, and then as well as cards, so that students would write like something on it for their significant others. But we're also advertising it for students that wants to write for their families and friends, and we're also advertising it for the LGBTQ community. So there's that. We're still in the planning process, and she will be sending me her items for Valentine's Day event. So yes, I will go ahead and keep you guys updated in regards to that next agenda. That's it for me. Are there any questions? Okay, perfect. I know it's a lot, but we'll go ahead and talk about it. If you guys have any questions after this, let me know, but we'll go ahead and talk about it more the next agenda. Moving on, Commissioner Campo.
Commissioner Campbell speaking for the record. As Director Navarrete mentioned, we met together just yesterday in regards to Share the Crown. I'm currently finalizing everything regarding the budget proposal and the proposal for the event itself. I'm also in conversation with staffing from the Joe Crowley Student Union to also finalize where we will be having Share the Crown, either in the Graduate Lounge or still within the meeting rooms. That's still in discussion regarding safety and also functionality with overcrowding. I am also planning to inform the interns about the upcoming retreat by next week, making sure that they are ready for that within February 7th. I also will be checking in temporarily with the interns to see where they are currently, make sure that if any questions they have about their events, they're free to communicate with me, since we are continuing again soon. I also will be contacting the Commissioner Ottaviano very soon about helping and offering some advice about how we might want to do marketing and ink block plans for Share the Crown, Love in the Pack, and the Black Cultural Festival. And that is all that I've been working on currently.
Are there any questions?
Okay.
Perfect. All right, moving on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
Commissioner Ottaviano, for the record. For my report,
Like Director Navarrete mentioned, that we did have a meeting earlier this week to discuss some of our plans for the next semester and how we want to go for prioritizing marketing for the different events. Additionally, I have also started uploading some of the past marketing into the box so that everyone can have access to that. I also scheduled a meeting with my intern so that we can discuss the details of the Black Cultural Festival and what we want to do with marketing and the things that need to get done immediately for that. So that meeting we will have next week. And then I also plan on reaching out to some of the interns to see details for their events that they're planning so that I can incorporate these details into the marketing and see how ready each of them are for their events to be starting the marketing process.
Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, we will now move on to Commissioner Momolenani.
Speaking for the record, I have been talking with Brooklyn for the Women's History Month, and I had a meeting with Zaina earlier this week, giving a little update, and we're going to plan a meeting again with all three of us to go into the details of the event, and then we're going to make sure to get in contact with Planned Parenthood out there and get all the details down. And I've also started doing the research for our next social justice packet, and I'm going to make I have tentative dates for when they're going to be rolled out, but I'm going to finalize those dates. And yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Director Navarrete, for the record, Commissioner Momolenani, could you briefly talk about just your plan about the Women's History Month?
Yeah, it's a tabling event, and we're going to be we're going to be focusing our pamphlet for that month around the event as well, because it is, the whole month is Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hand out the pamphlets, and we're also going to, if the Planned Parenthood Club has anything they want to hand out, they're more than welcome to as well. But we're just going to be tabling the KC for a couple hours, and if people come up to the table, we'll explain to them what the month is about and like the information in the pamphlets too. And I think it's just a great way to converse with the students and keep them informed.
Awesome, thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, we will now move on to line item 9. There are no old business. And then we'll now move on to line item 10, new business. So let's see. So the MLK Gala, as far as that, you guys, it is for, it is in the email. Let me just make sure that I have this, the details correctly. Okay, so it is from the Northern Nevada Black Culture Awareness Society here in Reno. This will be their 38th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday celebration gala. So it will be on Monday, January 19th of 2026. And I do know Commissioner Ottaviano will not be able to make that time due to he will be traveling back to campus. And then this will be in the Nugget Casino Resort. The VIP reception will start at 5 to 6 p.m. So I'm guessing 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. The door will be open for everybody. I just don't know about the VIP reception and the difference between the regular tickets for most of us versus the VIP section. So I need to ask student body president Aglobot about that. Like, what time do we exactly have to be there? And then the program begins at 6:30 p.m. onwards. So, I mean, honestly, like, feel free to stay there till like 6:30. And then if you would like to just maybe go home due to like any like family responsibilities or anything like that, let me know in advance. But yeah, I think this event will be really fun. It's dinner. There's presentations and just networking, right? So yeah, do you guys have any questions? Okay, perfect. So we will be donating 1,100 for 10 table seats. So Department of Idea, obviously, me, Commissioner Campa will be going, Commissioner Mumala Neni will be going, and then we also invited the African Student Association. It's either their president or vice president to come with us and represent you and our students. And we also invited the Black cultural organizations here in campus as well. So maybe one of their students, or one of their the people there that is in the leadership wants to come with us as well. And then obviously President Aglubat will be coming, and then one of the staff from President Sandoval will also join us and attend. So we might ask Department of Government Affairs and ASUN to come with us. Other than that, we have a few more seats. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated who will be attending to represent UNR. But yeah, so in my proposal, the budget will be 1,100. Let me just... Okay. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Northern Nevada Black Cultural Awareness Society. I move to approve the 1,100 budget.
Second
by Commissioner Ottaviano. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
A.
A.
All right. With that, the motion passes. Okay. We'll now move on to line item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Matthew Winterhawk, for the record, just want to say thank you for allowing me to sit in with you. And I, like I said, when I have people that I'm looking across from that are anywhere near, and please don't take this any, like, I'm old, I'm 42 years old. So when I see someone that's engaged anywhere in civic engagement and keeping people informed and the cultural respect that you're giving to, I don't really see this as a diversity, equity, inclusion type of thing. I see it more of just representation of cultural values. And then in a university setting, it's a very important value. And I think that maybe in the future, the scrutinization might be looked at away, in my opinion, if maybe those terms kind of go away. And I know we see things like idea or this or rebranding, but I mean, it's American history. You guys have done amazing. You're doing an event that I don't see a lot of people doing, the MLK Gala. There needs to be representation for that stuff. And we were talking about that this morning when I was in Nye County with a breakfast club that I meet with out there. Mm-hmm. So that's also happening out here. And we're not seeing as big of a representation for it. It's, you know, it is important to establish that it's part of American Black history, but at the same time, it's American history. So I think that it should be something that's more statewide, mm-hmm. and that there is that implementation so that everyone feels included, because when the man spoke his words, it was for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think that that's incredibly important. And I want to commend each and every one of you for putting in the efforts that you're doing. And please don't look at me as some sort of anti-anything. I know my hat already, like, drives the mood, but the reality is that the conversations that you're having and the work that you're doing is incredibly important. So I thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for that, Matthew. And like I said, thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate your feedback. Yeah, are there any other questions, comments, and concerns? Okay, perfect. Everyone's favorite adjournment. We'll now move on to line item 12. I adjourned this meeting at 1:56 p.m. on Thursday, January 8th of 2026 in the Joe Crowley Student Union 332 conference room. Okay, let me stop sharing here. Okay, perfect. Okay. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? Oh, I'm still recording.